Hello, you are welcome to my podcast, Wisdom Seeds. I am Pastor Steve Olafan. Stay blessed as you listen to this episode.
Why some prayers seem unanswered. Wisdom Seeds. Why does God answer some prayers but not others? An unanswered prayer does not always mean an ignored prayer. Have you ever prayed for something for a long time and wondered why God has not answered? Maybe you prayed for healing. Maybe you prayed for a job. Maybe you prayed for financial provision. Maybe you prayed for your marriage or family. Maybe you prayed for a breakthrough. Maybe you prayed for direction. You kept praying. You waited. You hoped. But nothing seemed to change. And eventually, a difficult question entered your heart: does God really hear me? If you have ever felt this way, you are not alone. Many people in the Bible experienced seasons when God seemed silent. David cried out to God, "How long, Lord? Will you forget me forever?" Psalm 13 verse 1. The prophet Habakkuk asked God difficult questions. Job experienced deep suffering and confusion. Even Jesus' disciples experienced moments when they did not understand what God was doing. January 11th. So if you have ever prayed and felt disappointed by the silence, your experience does not mean that you have no faith. Today, we are going to examine why some prayers seem unanswered and how to continue trusting God when you do not understand His answer. 1. An unanswered prayer does not mean God did not hear you. One of the first things we must understand is that God's silence does not mean God is absent. The Bible says in Psalm 34 verse 15, "The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are attentive to their cry." God hears. But hearing a prayer does not always mean giving us the exact answer we want at the exact time we want it. Think about a parent and a child. A child may ask for something. The parent may hear the request but say, "Yes, no, not yet." The child may not understand the answer. But the parent's response does not mean the parent failed to hear. In the same way, we must learn to distinguish between God not answering in the way we expected and God not hearing us at all. These are not the same thing. 2. Sometimes God's answer is wait. Waiting is one of the most difficult parts of faith. February 11th, we often want immediate answers. We want immediate healing. Immediate provision. Immediate direction. Immediate change. But God's timing is not always our timing. Psalm 27 verse 14 says, "Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord." Waiting does not mean God has forgotten you. Sometimes God is preparing you while you are waiting for the answer. Sometimes circumstances are developing in ways you cannot see. Sometimes God is protecting you from something you do not understand. Sometimes the answer requires a timing that is different from what you expected. Abraham waited for God's promise. Joseph waited through years of hardship. David waited before becoming king. Waiting can be painful. But waiting can also develop patience, faith, character, dependence on God. The question is not only, "How long must I wait?" Sometimes the deeper question is, "Lord, what are you teaching me while I wait?" March 11th. 3. Sometimes God's answer is no. This is perhaps one of the most difficult truths about prayer. Sometimes we ask God for something sincerely, but the answer is no. The Apostle Paul prayed repeatedly about his thorn in the flesh. He asked God 3 times for it to be removed. But God's answer was, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9. Paul wanted the situation removed. God gave him sufficient grace. The answer was different from what Paul requested. But God's answer was not a failure. Sometimes God sees what we cannot see. We see the present. God sees the future. We see what we want. God sees what we need. We see one part of the story. God sees the entire story. A no from God may be painful. But a closed door can sometimes be protection. A delay can sometimes be preparation. A refusal can sometimes be mercy. We may not understand every answer immediately, but we can trust the character of the one who gives it. April 11th. For sometimes we ask for the wrong thing. The Bible teaches us to bring our requests to God. But it also teaches us that our desires can sometimes be misguided. James 4 verse 3 says, "You ask and do not receive, because you ask wrongly, to spend it on your passions." This passage challenges us to examine our motives. We can ask, "Why do I want this? What do I plan to do with it? Would this help me grow closer to God? Am I asking from faith or fear? Am I asking because of comparison? Am I asking because I want to impress others?" God is not a vending machine. Prayer is not a way to manipulate God into giving us everything we desire. Prayer is a relationship with God. As we grow closer to Him, He also begins to shape our desires. Sometimes the greatest answer to prayer is not receiving what we asked for. Sometimes it is becoming the kind of person who wants what God wants. 5. God may be working in a way you cannot yet see. One of the most difficult things about faith is that we often want to see the entire process. We want to know, what is God doing? When will it happen? How will it happen? Why is this happening? But faith often requires trusting God without having all the details. Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6 says, "May 11th trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." Notice that the Bible does not say, "Trust God only after you understand everything." It says, "Trust in the Lord." You may not understand what God is doing, but you can still trust who God is. Joseph probably did not understand everything while he was in prison. David probably did not understand everything while he was running from Saul. The disciples did not understand everything when Jesus was crucified. But later, they saw parts of God's plan that they could not see at the time. Your current situation may not be the complete story. 6. Sometimes God is changing you while you are asking Him to change your circumstances. We often pray, "Lord, change my situation." But sometimes God begins by changing us. We ask God to remove the pressure. He teaches us endurance. We ask God to remove fear. He teaches us trust. We ask God to change another person. He begins changing our own heart. We ask God to open a door. He prepares us for the responsibility behind that door. Romans 5 verses 3 to 4 teaches that suffering can produce perseverance, character, and hope. June 11th, this does not mean that every painful situation is something God wants us to enjoy. It means that God can work even through painful circumstances. Sometimes God is doing a deeper work in us than we realize. 7. We should examine our hearts, but we should not live in condemnation. When prayers seem unanswered, some people immediately assume, "God is not answering because I must be a terrible Christian." That conclusion is not always true. The Bible does encourage us to examine our hearts. We should ask, "Is there sin I need to confess? Am I refusing to obey God? Am I holding bitterness? Do I need to forgive someone? Are my motives wrong?" Psalm 139 verses 23 to 24 gives us a helpful prayer: "Search me, God, and know my heart." However, we should not assume that every unanswered prayer is punishment. Job's friends made this mistake. They assumed Job's suffering was proof that he had committed some specific sin. But the book of Job shows that their conclusion was wrong. Therefore, examine your heart honestly. But do not live in constant condemnation. Bring your heart to God with humility and trust. 8. Keep praying even when you feel discouraged. Jesus told His disciples a parable to teach them that they should always pray and not give up. July 11, Luke 18 verse 1. This is important because discouragement can slowly silence prayer. You pray. Nothing changes. So you stop praying. You stop expecting. You stop hoping. Eventually, disappointment creates distance between you and God. But Jesus teaches us not to give up. Continuing to pray does not mean demanding that God give you exactly what you want. It means continuing to bring your heart to God. You can pray, "Lord, I am still waiting. Lord, I am disappointed. Lord, I do not understand. Lord, help me continue trusting you." Sometimes the most honest prayer is, "God, I am struggling to believe, but I am still coming to you." That is still prayer. 9. Jesus understands the pain of waiting. Jesus understands what it means to pray through deep anguish. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prayed, "Not my will, but yours be done." Luke 22 verse 42. Jesus expressed his desire honestly. But he surrendered to the Father's will. August 11th. This teaches us something important about prayer. We can bring our deepest desires to God. We can ask Him to change our circumstances. We can ask Him for healing. We can ask Him for deliverance. We can ask Him for help. But we can also surrender the outcome to God. "Lord, this is what I desire. But above my desire, I trust your will. This is not easy. But it is one of the deepest expressions of faith." What should you do when your prayer seems unanswered? Here are 7 practical steps. 1. Keep praying. Do not allow disappointment to completely silence you. 2. Be honest with God. Tell Him how you feel. 3. Search Scripture. Let the Bible remind you of God's character and promises. 4. Examine your heart. Confess anything God reveals to you. 5. Seek wise counsel. Talk with a mature Christian or trusted pastor. 6. Continue obeying God. Do not stop doing what God has already clearly instructed you to do. 9:11-7. Trust God's character even when you do not understand God's answer. Remember who He is. A prayer for unanswered prayer. "Father, I have prayed about this situation, and I am still waiting. I do not understand why the answer has not come. Sometimes I feel discouraged. Sometimes I wonder whether you are listening. Help me remember that your silence does not mean your absence. Give me strength to continue praying. Help me trust your timing. Help me surrender my will to yours. If there is something you want to teach me, give me the humility to learn. If there is something in my heart that needs to change, help me see it clearly. But protect me from condemnation and despair. Remind me of your faithfulness. Even when I do not understand your answer, help me trust you. In Jesus' name, amen." If you are waiting for an answer to prayer today, do not assume that God has forgotten you. You may not see what He is doing. You may not understand the timing. You may not like the answer. But you can still trust God's character. The Bible does not promise that we will understand every answer. But it repeatedly reminds us that God is faithful. October 11th. So continue praying. Continue seeking God. Continue reading His Word. Continue obeying what He has already revealed. And when you cannot see the way forward, remember this: an unanswered prayer is not necessarily an ignored prayer. And sometimes, God is working in ways you cannot yet see. Your responsibility is not to understand everything. Your responsibility is to remain faithful. Keep praying. Keep trusting. Keep walking with God. Subscribe to Wisdom Seeds Podcast November 11th.